When it came time a few weeks ago for the Champaign County Board to vote on the Clinton Landfill Consent Decree, Vice Chairman Jeff Kibler looked ahead. Facing one of his last votes before his resignation from the County Board, the Champaign Republican wondered what his children might think if the consent decree turned out to be inadequate.
They're going to have to come to their dad and say, in your second to last vote on the County Board, you allowed for this now leaking thing into our Mahomet Aquifer that has basically contaminated it. Why did you vote yes? And I'm going to have to say, well, that's the best we could do, but is it really?
Kibler voted no, but backers of the consent decree say it is the best deal they could negotiate with the Clinton landfill. Under its terms, the 14 government Mahomet Aquifer Coalition is getting guarantees from the landfill that it will give up its efforts to take in toxic PCB waste and stop taking in manufactured gas plant waste. In return, the coalition drops their State Pollution Control Board complaint against the Clinton landfill, and the landfill gets to keep the gas plant waste it already has, although it must add extra safeguards. The remaining gas plant waste is what worried Jeff Kibler. Consent decree supporters, like former Champaign City Manager Steve Carter, say that's why area officials now need to look at other ways to protect the aquifer.
And I think that's our challenge moving forward. If we can't come up with a good plan to sustain it over many, many years, at some point our aquifer will be compromised.
Carter spoke at a September public meeting on the Mahomet Aquifer in Champaign, and he had a few suggestions. New state laws that ban new or expanded landfills, outside monitoring of the Clinton landfill, and encouraging alternative methods of disposing of waste other than landfills. And at the Champaign County Board meeting, Board Member Gary Maxwell of Mahomet made a proposal that he said might sound unusual coming from a Republican.
We're going to have to lay some sort of a water authority all over this aquifer. And it's going to mean another level of government that we're not going to like. But it's the only way I know to actually provide the drinking water that we're going to need for our citizens, an ample supply of water for industry so that we can have a vibrant economy.
Critics of the consent decree are also looking ahead. They feel the governments involved are making a mistake by allowing manufactured gas plant waste to stay in the landfill and giving up future rights to take legal action on the matter. Some critics suspect the Clinton landfill of taking construction shortcuts, and all of them believe the landfill is bound to leak someday. That belief and fears that the consent decree would close a door for possible action to protect the aquifer was behind the group Watch Clinton Landfill's decision last month to file its own lawsuit against the landfill. Bill Spencer is the group's president.
The landfill is located over a sole source aquifer, which requires certain protections to be able to have waste there. And those precautions have never been put in place to protect the aquifer. So there's nothing that can be done at this point other than to clean it up and move it. Or they would have to rebuild the whole entire landfill and move it to another location.
The Mahomet Aquifer was named a sole source aquifer by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency earlier this year, which means landfills wanting to build over the aquifer will face more regulatory scrutiny. Backers of the consent decree say it was likely a factor in the landfill owner's decision to seek a settlement. But the Watch lawsuit contends that under state regulations regarding landfills near sole source aquifers, the only good settlement is for the Clinton landfill to close and its waste to be moved somewhere else.
One aquifer isn't more important than another aquifer. They're all equally important.
That's Chris Coulter with the Coulter Companies, which owns the Clinton landfill. They also own other central Illinois landfills, plus the Peoria Disposal and Area Disposal Companies. As Coulter sees it, Illinois is covered with aquifers, so barring waste over one of them is no solution. And anyway, waste has to go somewhere, and he argues that under the consent decree, his landfill will have more than enough protections built in to safeguard the water supply.
EPA standards require about 50 feet of clay. We have over 150 feet of clay. We have over three times that. We feel very confident that nothing will ever happen to the Mahomet Aquifer with the Clinton landfill.
In fact, Coulter predicts that new federal regulations for waste stored at coal-fired power plants mean more of those plants will be sending their coal ash to landfills like the one in Clinton. A ban on coal ash in landfills is one of the things on the to-do list of both backers and critics of the consent decree. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.